Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Snuffy Sternweis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Dorisch. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fritz Dorisch. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos. Doby reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Del Singh for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Friend makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Friend. Lemon moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton misplays the ball. That's an error on Upton. Lemon scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss strikes out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Friend moves to second. Hank Arft pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Friend moves to third. Upton moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Friend scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Johnson now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dobie. The throw from Lawler and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dobie scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Kokoes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kokoes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokoes for the out. Lawler moves to second. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Friend hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Upton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Singh strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field. Kokoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Doby reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Joe Gordon. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-2, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Fine now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 13-2, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 14-2, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Easter moves to third. It's 15-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter scores. Doby moves to second. It's 16-2, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rosen scores. Boone moves to third. It's 18-2, Indians. Luke Ridlow now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Lawler to Friend covering second. The throw back to home, and Boone is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing left field. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Ray Murray now catching. Allie Clark now playing right field. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Ridlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridlow strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Murray reaches second base with a double. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Friend is called out on strikes. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Luke Ridlow. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 18, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.